Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Tinnitus and happy Easter. I'm on my holidays at the moment, I'm down in Wales. I'm kind of near Barmouth, well I've just got back from there today. And the weather's been, it's been okay, but it's been just so nice just to get away and, you know, spend some time with my family and my boyfriend. Today I'm going to be talking about CBT and how it can help you with your tinnitus and how to manage it. If you don't know me, I'm Karis, I'm 22 years old and I've had tinnitus my whole life and it's been something that I really struggled with in my early days at university. I didn't really start thinking about tinnitus until people started pointing it out to me. And that's a massive thing. Once you start becoming aware that you're different to other people, you have to start finding ways to learn to manage. Otherwise, it can be a constant loop of feeling crappy. CBT has been something that's helped me tremendously. I first started CBT with ototherapy. Unfortunately, they no longer do that, but they still do have an amazing app with online coaching with myself. It's really brilliant. What really helped me was the CBT on the one-to-one monthly coaching that they did. And it completely changed the game. I didn't know anything about tinnitus habituation. I didn't know anything about CBT. I didn't know what it was, didn't know what it stood for. So I think it's something that I think I need to share with you guys because it has been invaluable for me and I still implement it into my life today. CBT stands for Cognitive Behavioural Therapy and it's a talking therapy that can help you change the way you think and behave. The key principle behind CBT is that your thoughts impact the way you feel, which in turn impact the way you behave. So for example, in my worst days with tinnitus, I would wake up in the morning and I would say to myself, oh, it's gonna be a bad day with tinnitus. It's already really loud. I'm not gonna get anything done. It's gonna completely ruin my day. And because of those thoughts, my feelings would be depression, anxiety, stress. And then because of these feelings, I would stay in bed all day and I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't do anything about it. It really did impact me so negatively. And the way to turn this around is to practice CBT. And it's about learning to train your brain. For instance, CBT can highlight how negative thoughts can lead to negative actions and feelings. If you reframe these thoughts into more positive ones, you can then find more helpful ways of behaving. With CBT, the ultimate goal is to be more mindful about your thoughts, your feelings, and your behaviours. CBT is not a cure for tinnitus, but it's going to make your life a lot more comfortable, and I can vouch for that. I had a very uncomfortable time with tinnitus my whole life, pretty much. And now I'm at the point where I can live happily, the point of habituation. Habituation is the point that pretty much everyone strives for with tinnitus. If you've had it chronically your whole life, it's pretty obvious that it's not gonna go away. It's pretty unlikely, unless you find like an underlying cause for your tinnitus being a symptom. Habituation is the point of no longer having a negative response to tinnitus. So in the past, I would have a pretty negative response, and these days I can listen to it, it's not changed, it's not gone away, but my thoughts and behaviours have changed. One of the most intriguing things about our brain is its incredible ability to be malleable, allowing it to change continuously throughout changes in our environment. CBT can help us make new pathways in our brain, so we no longer go through these negative routes. We can create new habits, so when we hear our tinnitus, we don't have this negative response all the time. You're probably watching this because anxiety and depression has been something that has been following on from your tinnitus. The great thing is CBT can not only help to treat the negative emotions related to tinnitus, but it can actually treat a lot of different mental disorders. And you know, it's made my life a lot happier than it used to be, and I'm actually very glad in a way that I've got tinnitus because my life is so much more happier and I can take everything that comes at me in life because of CBT. I have ultimately rewired my brain to think more positively about everything in life, which I'm immensely grateful for. I'm sure you're all probably wondering what different exercises I actually use on a daily to help me manage my emotions related to my tinnitus. Well, that's exactly what I'm going to tell you now. There are so many different exercises out there and different healthcare professionals will recommend different things for you, but ultimately it's all about finding the right ones for you. This leads me on to Duerity, who is sponsoring this video today. They have an amazing game-changing device called Tinnerity G1. This has been an amazing device to help me sleep and just to get on with my day. It's been a lifeline just to reach for when I'm having a particularly bad spike. I think it's really significant to point out today as well, because Using devices like Tinnerity alongside CBT is probably the ultimate package you can have to help you on your habituation journey. Partnering the two together, a device and some mental habits, can really help boost your speed on your habituation journey. Before I really get into this video, I just want to say I'm not a medical professional in any way. I've just had tinnitus my whole life and I've learned from my fair share of mistakes and I've learned a lot of tips along the way. So thank you very much for tuning in. Let me get into this video. This is my boyfriend Dave, and I wanted to bring him on today because he suffers from OCD. And with OCD comes with some compulsive thoughts and anxiety, depression, much like tinnitus. And because of this, he's had to learn different CBT methods to help deal with his emotions.
Hi, I'm Dave. I have OCD. I was diagnosed in 2019, although I believe I've probably suffered with it since I was maybe 12 or 13. That's when I was diagnosed, was 2019. Much like tinnitus, I find that OCD is something that you physically can't really control. OCD is something that isn't, you know, physically ringing, like the ringing in your ears is something you physically cannot stop.
Yeah, no.
But people think with OCD, because my OCD is not like what people think when it's like really tidy and someone's like, oh, I just keep my room really tidy, I'm really OCD, which a lot of people with OCD find offensive. I'm not one of those people, it's fine. Instead of keeping a room tidy, it's more like keeping my mind tidy. To put it back to tinnitus, you can't stop the ringing in your ears. And no matter how hard you try, you can't do that. Or nobody would expect you to.
Yeah.
With OCD, people would be like, well, why can't you just not think about things? You know, why do you let these thoughts get on top of you? But for me, it's something that I can't stop. Same way you can't stop the ringing. I can't stop the thoughts. I can't stop the fact that I feel like I need to fix these thoughts. And it can become, you know, a problem in, you know, day-to-day life, and it has done in the past. In terms of my habituation journey from OCD, I would say that I have begun it. I am not as habituated as, say, Karis is with her tinnitus. Like, when I first met you, you know, you let it get you down, it would ruin days for you. Spikes, if you had a spike, that would be the end of your day.
I would become very moody, and, you know, my thoughts would impact my behaviours, and I wasn't the person that I am now, so, you know.
No, you would stay in bed, and that would be it. You put covers over your head, boom, done, day's done, forget it.
That was it.
But you've come a long way since then. You still, you know, every now and then it will be, oh, man, my tinnitus is really loud, but, like, that's an okay thing to say.
It's proof that CBT can change your thoughts. You can change your thought patterns. No matter how intense you may be feeling these thoughts, you can get there. Mm-hmm. One of the first things that I started doing, which was recommended to me by my otto coach, was journaling. And journaling has immensely helped me, especially in my early days when I was struggling with tinnitus mm-hmm. and on my habituation journey. I don't necessarily do it all the time now, but on my very early stages, it was very helpful. When it comes to living happily with tinnitus, getting to the point of no longer having a negative response, you've got to be mindful of your emotions. And that goes with anything like OCD. You've mm-hmm. got to become mindful of why you're feeling this way and what the triggers are. When I journaled, I would write down when I was having a spike, how it was making me feel, what emotions I was having, and ultimately what behaviours it was impacting me to do. So, for example, I would write down the time of day I got the spike, so in the morning, why it could possibly be there, and how it was making me feel in that specific moment. I would just get it down on paper so I could be a lot more mindful of exactly what I'm feeling.
Journaling is different for everybody. Journaling for me was something that definitely helped me before, but it's not something I do on a day-to-day basis. In my early stages of dealing with my OCD, especially when being diagnosed, it was something I found that did help me, because I didn't like talking about my OCD to a professional, as well as I didn't like talking to about the people that were close to me. Because it was, you know, it was a bit of a sensitive matter. It's something that was personal to me, and it's something I wanted to keep personal.
I think it's important when it comes to journaling that you need to understand not to be obsessive about it. Because I think it's very easy when you start to journal about your thoughts, you can get obsessed. When I was in my worst days with tinnitus, I kind of did get to that point because I felt like I was delaying my habituation by thinking about it so much. If you're in your early days of tinnitus, it's going to be very beneficial for you because you're going to learn different patterns in your thoughts and why you're feeling certain ways. You've got to, you know, not think about it too much. Just use it as a resource that comes naturally for you and so it's enjoyable for you.
Yeah.
And ultimately, this will then lead to something more positive.
So now we're going to jump on to talking about exposure therapy. For me with OCD, it is a way of basically putting yourself in a compulsion. And so you have to both think about it and you can find a healthy way to deal with it and to come out of the other side of it without, say, having to complete, you know, patterns of OCD. People with tinnitus, you guys with tinnitus, you may need to put yourself in a quiet room and really zone into your tinnitus and really, you know, listen to it. And it might be something that, you know, you don't really want to do. You don't really want to think about it and be zoned into that sound because, you know,
it can be a distressing thing for some people.
Definitely.
And I think exposure therapy, for me, I didn't like it to start off with. These days I can sit in a quiet room and it cannot bother me.
I feel like the exposure therapy in your tinnitus is good because it allows you to adapt, but it also lets you become accustomed with your tinnitus, the sound of it, and allows you to get used to it as well, you know, so you see that it's not something that's harmful.
Yeah, it's not a threat.
It is something that is just a part of you.
And I think exposure therapy is something that would be very useful to people who think that not thinking about your tinnitus is going to help you to habituate, because I think that's entirely true. Just my personal opinion, because if you're really pushing tinnitus to the side and if someone brings it up to you randomly without you wanting to know about it, it's going to send you on another spiral and you're not actually going to escape from it. So having this exposure therapy and sitting in a quiet room and trying to meditate and visualize things, it's going to help you feel a lot more safe and comfortable with your tinnitus.
Talking about my OCD at first is something that, you know, I just didn't want to do, but then if people brought it up, it's something that I would completely avoid. And now it's something that I can talk about quite openly, and that I know, you know, it's a part of me, I know how it works, and I know how to deal with it. And although I'm not as far along, as I say, on my habituation journey as you are with your tinnitus, it is something that I am starting to, you know, habituate from. But, you know, everything takes time.
Notable point on your journey, because a lot of people say to me, how do you actually know you're habituating? Well, it's simple things like that. If you're suddenly starting to feel like you're not having a negative response to your tinnitus, then that is ultimately you on a good path to your habituation. And even you just being here right now is a massive step to even understanding habituation and the journey of tinnitus altogether. So well done for being here. If you're having a CBT session with a therapist, they may talk to you about different exercises for sleep. This can involve breath work, progressive muscle relaxation, and visualization, one of my favorites. When I go to bed, I absolutely love visualizing the beach because it is a happy place for me, it's a relaxing place, and it's calming. You know, I put on some sounds to accompany this, as you know, and having sounds that accompany visualizations really help you get into the zone to help you relax and fall asleep. Because obviously tinnitus is very disruptive.
Sleep is very important to deal with anything, especially, you know, tinnitus and for me, OCD. Without enough sleep, your brain, you know, does struggle to function properly. I found when you started listening to white noise that at first it was something, you know, that sort of disrupted my sleep and something that was like, oh God, this is loud. It can depend as well on what type of noise you use.
You've got to find the right sound for you. And I think a lot of people can dismiss sounds of being like not helpful for them. But if you give it the time of day, trust me, you will benefit from it because it helps so much to fall asleep. And finding the right sound for you is so important because obviously your tinnitus varies in pitch. No tinnitus is the same. So you can go through different coloured noises, like pink noise, white noise,
My personal favourite is brown noise.
Yeah, that sounds like rain.
To me, it sounds like rain, like a thunderstorm, rain sounds, which is, I find really nice. Sleeping with, you know, noise on in the background has actually helped me improve my sleep as well. So with more sleep, my brain is able to function better, which then helps me deal with my OCD better because it's not as tired. It's, you know, it's more focused. Which is, you know,
it's the same with tinnitus. It's like, if you're not getting enough sleep, you won't have the brain power to be able to change your negative thoughts into more positive ones. And also, when your brain isn't functioning properly, I find that my tinnitus gets a lot louder. Lack of sleep really enhances my tinnitus, and that's what I found through journaling. So if you're one of them people that don't know what is spiking or triggering your tinnitus fluctuations, take a look at your sleep and see if you're getting enough. I just want to emphasize, me and Dave are not medical professionals or experts in any way. We have just got experiences with different things that have involved CBT to help. There are so many different CBT exercises out there, and it's just all about being mindful and finding what works for you, because what works for me might not help for Dave, and we're both very different, and obviously it's very different things. So you've got to experiment what works for you and what helps you feel most comfortable, and it's all about what is enjoyable for you, what is comfortable, and how you get on with these exercises.
One thing that fixes one person may not fix another. You know,
exactly, and no tinnitus is the same, so don't put pressure on yourself for trying to learn something that's helped someone else, because for me, I love my sounds and I love progressive muscle relaxation, but for you, it just might not be it.
You've got to find what works for you.
You've got to find what works for you, and that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that I haven't mentioned, such as like taking my mind away from my tinnitus when I use my little fidget toy. Mm-hmm. That's always so brilliant, just having something else to take my mind away from it. And there's so many different tools, like the stop tool. There's different tools where you focus on your senses and you think of five different things you can see, four different things you can touch. If you want to learn more about different CBT exercises out there, you can head to the Otto app. It's free. There is a premium package available, but I actually work on the other side of the Otto app with the coaching, and I absolutely love connecting with you all.
We've been on holiday in Wales for the last few days, and we've been working on a vlog that we're really excited to show you guys.
So excited.
I'd say it's probably a little bit different compared to the other
it's
ones.
It's different, but I just want to show you that you can live a happy and fulfilling life despite tinnitus. I never thought I'd be able to live as full as I am now, and I have tinnitus, it's not changed, but I can have a happy life. And we're on holiday and we've had such a good time so far, and we've got some amazing footage to show you.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're really excited to show you that footage and really excited to get this vlog out. We've worked really hard on it. You know, there's a lot of cinematic shots in it.
Yeah,
it's been a different approach, but you know, it's something I've been a part of as well.
But it's relaxing. I hope you're going to enjoy that. But that will be coming out next week.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you guys have had an amazing Easter, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Thank you all for having me on the channel. If any of you do suffer from OCD, you can leave that in the comments as well. If it's something you have along with tinnitus, if you want to hear more about it, then let me know. I'm happy to share. And yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for being so open.
No, it's okay. No, anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. See you later.